Yes, that is right. You recognize this voice. This voice is of the Sega nerd. And finally, we're back at this place I call the internet. And by internet, I mean the good old camtape where I post my videos to show you that not all games in your childhood were always great. Anyway, immediately after I rejoined, I was doing a vlog to post. Someone decided to request me a video game system, which is surprising. That video game system being the 32X. Now, this one's kind of surprising because the 32X isn't actually a standalone video game system, it's a Sega Genesis accessory. So, a bit of context. To extend the lifespan of the Sega Genesis, Sega themselves decided to release two accessories which could run Sega Genesis games, obviously, but it could also run its own library of games. One of them we know is common, the Sega CD, also known as the Mega CD in Europe and Japan, but there was also the 32X, which is the focus of this video. Now, I'll just say right here, the 32X is a piece of shit, literally. I like the neat concept of being an accessory that could play 32-bit games, but also play the Sega Genesis games as mentioned. It's cartridge-based, of course. However, it falls apart pretty quickly. First of all, it shapes like a Roomba, which means you have to put it in the top of the Genesis like they're made. Seriously, what's up with Sega Genesis accessories not getting game rate? This just sucks. Now, there was also the problem with releasing. If you look at the Sega CD, you know that they released the early life of the Sega Genesis. They released it in 1991, so you know that it will succeed. Not in the sense of the Sega Genesis, it only sold like, what, 1, 2 million units? But it still sold well. The 32X was released, I kid you not, in 12th of December 1994. I haven't checked it yet, but still, it was released in December of 1994, which means that it was released at the time of the 5th generation. Sony's PlayStation was already on the corner, so was the Sega Saturn, and it wouldn't be 2 years after it would be released the Nintendo 64, which was a 64-bit console and managed to be better than that. Seriously, what were they thinking? You know what pisses me off? I actually did not want this console, and I got it because my dad bought it. And it was actually for me and my sibling. As you all know, I have the sibling, which we do a sibling rivalry, Nintendo vs. Sega. I keep the Sega console, he keeps the Nintendo console. You know, it's a tradition now that I have Sony consoles. But back then, I got a Sega 32X, and even though I wanted to wait, I only got one single game I can reveal it. And it's the big motherfucker of them all. Doom. That's right, Doom on the 32X. Now, I gotta say, Doom worked well on the Super Nintendo despite the graphics, but in here, holy shit was the regret so huge. All I wanted was Doom, as perfect as it is, on my Sega Genesis or any accessory. And yet, this is the worst of them all. Now, keep in mind, I haven't completed this game even now, and even back then, because I never want to play this game again. First of all, the controls are okay, for the Sega Genesis at least, but the music is fucking horrible. This is the definition of the worst songs they made for a 32X game. Hell, for a video game console in general. All I wanted was those songs intact. I mean, it's cartridge-based, it's okay, but the Super Nintendo got it right. And here, they just watered it down, on purpose. This single piece of shit of Port of Doom would destroy any hopes I had for the 32X. I never bought any games aside from this one port. This is why I've left out all of the good games that people keep praising, such as Knuckles Chaotix and the 32X, a Sonic spin-off. However, remember, if I don't have the game, I can review it, especially when I wanted to focus on the console itself. Bottom line, it was the worst selling consoles of its entire generation. To put into perspective of its failure, the Sega CD only sold 2.24 million units. Isn't a lot compared to the Sega Genesis, but it has an accessory, it makes sense. The 32X only sold 800,000 units, and only 40 games were made for the damn thing. It was price dropped to shit to $40. There was even one time where someone got it for $2.50. I'm dead fucking serious. So bottom line, it was a piece of shit. This is the Very Sega Nerd, and I'll see you next time.